this morning. With the stresses of the economic downturn and financial strain, often linked with the inability to meet repayment obligations to creditors, the need for trust within the banking sector has never been more important. More than ever before, there's a general feeling that consumers need banks that they can rely on, banks that are approachable and that are amenable to assist them in times of economic crisis. But what happens if your bank fails to act in line with its undertaking under the Code of Banking Practice? The Ombudsman for Banking Services advises that under the code, banks must act fairly, reasonably, and ethically towards their customers. Gwanda Vabaza is Communications Manager at the Ombudsman for Banking Services and joins us now on the line. Gwanda, good morning to you. Let's perhaps start with how the Ombudsman for Banking Services works.
Good morning, Sabenzile, and good morning to your listeners. So how we work, Sabenzile, is we receive complaints from the banking public about whatever wrongs the banks have done to them. And it's normally from people who have given their banks an opportunity to try and resolve that issue. And that issue was never resolved. And so those matters are then escalated to the Ombudsman for Banking Services. And for free of charge, the Ombudsman will deal with those complaints and resolve them.
And what are the sort of disputes that often arise are brought before you? How then does your office then, of course, take them up?
So fortunately, we deal with any bank-related disputes relating to products or services. So if a customer, for instance, is not happy with how the bank is dealing with an issue, so that is a service-related issue, they can bring to us and we can investigate that. Or if, for instance, at an ATM, the ATM just switches off, and as a result of that, the customer either loses money or there's some sort of an inconvenience that is suffered by that customer, then the customer can always bring that complaint to our office. But we basically deal with anything and everything from home loans to ATMs to investments to, it's a lot of things. I can't count them all.
Sure. Over time, has there been a spike in particular? You know, people have experienced very difficult times just over the last couple of years, loss of jobs, the pandemic, all sorts of things are happening, which, of course, make it difficult to honor repayment obligations to creditors. Have you then perhaps seen an increase of cases where banks have not been or acted fairly or acted reasonably towards customers?
So that is actually an ongoing trend. I think that is basically the reason for the existence of our office. So most of the complaints, let me just put it this way. Although in most of the complaints that are submitted to our office, we find in favor of the banks, but there are those complaints, for instance, where we can see the bank was completely in the wrong. And as much as the customer did their all to try and resolve that issue with the bank was basically not assisting them. So we have seen those complaints. But I think the greater issue that we've identified is that we believe and we've seen that a lot of people are still not aware of the existence of the Ombudsman for Banking Services. Mm-hmm. And that's where the real issue lies, because in those instances, those are the people that are wronged by their banks but have nowhere to turn to. And again, there is an obligation on banks to inform customers to come to the Ombudsman for Banking Services.
Sure.
But again, we have seen instances where the banks do not inform customers. So yes, that is the challenge that we're facing, and we are trying our best to ensure that we try and communicate the message of our existence with everyone.
How do people get a hold of you, Gwanda?
So we can be contacted by our call center, which is 0860-800-900. Or people can send us an email at info@obssa.co.za. And we also do have a WhatsApp line, which is 066-473-0157.
0157.
Correct.
Brilliant, brilliant. Gwanda, we'll have to park it there this morning. Thank you very much for your time, Gwanda Vabaza, Communications Manager at the Ombudsman for Banking Services. If you have an issue with your bank, if you're being overcharged or you feel you're being treated unfairly, don't just accept what the bank is telling you. Get some assistance from the Ombudsman for